Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Fat Tuesday. A cloudy sky and 38 degrees. Family, friends, and basketball legends gathered at the Staples Center in Los Angeles to honor the late Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, who were killed in a helicopter crash last month.
Vanessa Bryant told the crowd of her 13-year-old daughter's affection and her husband Kobe's love and patience as a father.
Babe, you take care of our Gigi.
Legends like Michael Jordan spoke, telling the crowd that Kobe was like a little brother.
You rarely see someone who's looking and trying to improve each and every day.
Shaq, who won 3 championships as a Laker with Kobe, added some levity to the memorial.
I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and Baby Capri all your moves. And I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
He said while Mamba was taken too soon, they will turn their anguish and grief into healing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Fans of raw dairy products may see their access to them disappear in Kansas.
Kansas lawmakers are considering blocking the sale of raw milk or requiring farmers to include warning labels on packaging. One of the proposals requires a long warning label. The size of the lettering of the label is required to be as large as the largest lettering anywhere on the label, such as a brand name. The Wichita Eagle reports that the state stopped enforcing a ban after Shepherd's Gate dairy operators Mark and Coraline Bunner filed a lawsuit in opposition of the 1967 law in October. Pasteurized milk undergoes a heating process to kill pathogens. The Food and Drug Administration says raw milk that comes straight from a cow or goat is more likely to carry salmonella and other bacteria.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Somebody brought a loaded gun into a public place to make a point.
The issue in the state of Idaho has to do with concealed carry. Currently, anyone 18 years or older can carry a concealed handgun within city limits as long as they are an Idaho resident. New legislation being debated would extend that to visitors as well. Enter Charles Nielsen and his 11-year-old granddaughter, Bailey. He addressed the House committee debating the issue, and Bailey was there with a loaded AR-15 slung over her shoulder. He says, quote, "She's been shooting since she was 5 years old, got her first deer with this weapon when she was 9. His point was that those who can prove they can be responsible with weapons should be allowed to carry them. Opponents of the legislation say allowing young people to carry weapons with no training could lead to more shootings. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky, breezy today with some wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. We will have a rain-snow mix at times with a transition to all snow as we go later on into tonight. Our high temperature 39. We may see about a half inch to an inch across parts of south central Kansas. Our low 25, and then clearing Wednesday, our high 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky and 38 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is that time of day. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we start with news of a fashion pioneer who has passed away.
Lifestyle guru B. Smith passed away over the weekend at the age of 70 after a battle with Alzheimer's. Smith started her career in the 1960s and eventually would become a restaurant owner, a cookbook author, as well as a model, becoming the first black model to be featured on a cover of Mademoiselle. She would later open up 3 popular B. Smith restaurants, one in New York City, one in Long Island, and also in Washington, D.C. Smith's husband husband, Dan Gatsby, saying that she passed away peacefully in her Long Island home over the weekend. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
The coronavirus hits Hollywood, a major production altered.
Tom Cruise's latest Mission Impossible 7 is facing its biggest hurdle yet, the coronavirus. The production's scheduled Venice, Italy shoot was stopped, according to Deadline. Paramount Studios issued a statement that reads, "Out of an abundance of caution for the safety and well-being of our cast and crew and efforts of the local Venetian government to halt public gatherings in response to the threat of coronavirus, we are altering the production plan for our 3-week shoot in Venice." The studio added they would be allowing the crew to return home until production begins. The number of cases in Italy has grown to be the biggest number outside of China, Japan, and South Korea. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Police say it was a staged hate hoax. Actor Jussie Smollett pleading not guilty.
A special prosecutor recharged Jussie Smollett with 6 felony counts stemming from an alleged racist and homophobic attack that police say he staged last year. Charges were controversially dropped, and Smollett's attorney, Tina Glandian, vows to appeal the latest charges to the Illinois Supreme Court.
We're optimistic that the higher court will reverse this or in this court dismiss it for the double jeopardy grounds that we advanced.
In addition to the indictment, Chicago police have filed a suit to recover investigative costs, and Smollett is countersuing for malicious prosecution. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Let's check in on what's going on in the world of music.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Beyonce opened the public memorial service for Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna with a powerful performance of EXO, which she said was Kobe's favorite song, and Halo. The emotional ceremony held at the Staples Center was packed with 20,000 people, many of them celebrities. Justin Bieber broke another record. The Canadian pop star's latest album, Changes, topped Billboard's 200 album charts, making him the youngest solo artist to get his 7th number one, knocking off Elvis Presley, who held that coveted title for 59 years. Bieber did it at 25, while Elvis's Blue Hawaii took the title back in 1961, when the king was 26. Bob Seger's classic Against the Wind turns 40 this week to celebrate the milestone. Seger dropped a lyric video for the titled track. The song was released February 25th, 1980. It's Seger's only number one album. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
There's a new show on Amazon, and it has sparked an international outcry.
The Auschwitz Memorial Museum in Poland taking issue with the new Amazon streaming show Hunters, a fictional story about a group of Nazi hunters in Europe that is inspired by true events. However, there's one scene in particular that they and others are having a problem with, which is a fictitious game of human chess that they say minimizes the actual atrocities committed by the Nazis during World War II. The museum tweeting out that Auschwitz was, quote, full of horrible pain and suffering documented in the accounts of survivors. Inventing a fake game of human chess is not only dangerous foolishness and caricature, but it also welcomes future deniers. We honor the victims by preserving factual accuracy. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Entertainment Tonight, going old school.
Hello, everyone. I'm John Tesh.
And I'm Mary Hart.
Entertainment Tonight brings back two of its original hosts for a special show.
Reunited.
And it feels so good.
The show has had dozens of hosts during its 40-year run, but none lasted as long as Mary Hart and John Tesh. The duo hosted from 1986 to 96. Then Tesh left the show to pursue his many other talents, which included music. He composed the theme used by the NBA for NBC. Hart stayed behind the desk for another 15 years, earning the distinction of being the longest-running host in the show's history. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Remember that deal where people were having seizures when they heard Mary Hart's
voice? Yeah.
That was the weirdest.
Dogs were running into cabinets, yeah.
Still not sure what that was all about. All right, let's check in with the Late Night crew. Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
KFC has launched a new chicken sandwich that uses glazed donuts in place of buns. So no matter what you order, you're getting breasts.
Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Bernie Sanders is now refusing, did you hear this? Refusing to release his full medical records.
That is true. Yeah, the senator defended himself. He said, it's not my fault. No one kept records during the bubonic plague. They didn't have... It's record keeping at the time.
Lights Out with David Spade, Comedy Central.
For the first time, scientists have taught a robot how to feel pain. You know, I punched an ATM once, and it seemed fine with it.
All right, we'll do back-to-back Spade.
This weekend, it was announced that McDonald's is selling candles that will make your home smell like their food. This replaces the old way of making your house smell like McDonald's, getting divorced.
Okay. All right, we'll finish up with the great drama last night. Steve McIntosh glued to his TV set during The Bachelor on ABC last night. Oh, boy. How about a great conversation between these two, Veronica and Peter? Pretty frustrated.
I don't know. I just question everything, I guess. I don't know. Like, does that make sense? Is that even anything? Like,
I totally get the
I don't know what you want.
You feel it. Okay, no. Right now, you get in your head. This needs to stop with us.
I know.
I'm not judging you in any way. I'm asking these questions because I genuinely care.
I know, but I feel like I'm not giving you the answer you're looking for.
Well, it's FaceTime, and I'm here. It's just the two of us, okay?
I got a lot solved during that conversation. And, of course, we'll finish.
That reminds me of my conversation with my wife last night. Yeah. Where's the tuna helper, dear?
Yeah, well, let's hope that's not a euphemism. All right, we'll finish up with, oh, boy, it's the Blur drinking game.
Oh, okay.
Every time I do a shot, every time Madison says like.
I want to be honest about, like, who I am and how I feel. And, like, if next week you were to, like, sleep with somebody else, like, it would be really hard for me to, really, like, move forward in this.
I would count about 10.
Yeah, that's about right.
In 11 seconds. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
All right. The excitement.
You know, we spend all these years, the two of us and guys like us, mm-hmm. working on things like pronunciation and you know, and how to protect your voice and how to say things meaningfully and use the language. And then you hear somebody like that.
Well, it's not her profession.
Yeah. Well,
it's our occupation.
That's true.
Madison is not being paid to be a linguist.
I guess I should say like more often, like whenever I like.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Just having trouble constructing a simile.
I don't know what you're like talking about.
That could be
like.
What she's trying to do. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Now, during the entire month of February, Napoleon's is offering KNSS listeners a sweetheart of a deal.
Wow.
$10 off a service call if you mention Steve and Ted.
Mm.
And let's see. It's the 25th.
Yep.
So we've only got 4 days left.
Yep.
If you've got an appliance that needs help, take advantage of that $10 off on that service call. Call Terry. Make an appointment. They'll get you fixed up. They're great folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Their phone number is 409-1525.
Textron, makes a sale. That's coming up with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, Steve and Ted on Like KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.